As we continue with our study in 1 Thessalonians, we want to pick back up in chapter 2, and we're going to look at another small section today. We're going to look at the second half of verse 7, and we're going to look at verse 8. So, if you have your Bibles handy, look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. This passage is quite powerful in its own way. We understand that Paul is talking to those in Thessalonica that are suffering and that are striving for the gospel. He has already talked about how faith in suffering produces revelation. He's gone on to talk about preaching the gospel in endurance. So we know that there is a difficult time in this church in Thessalonica. But when Paul talks about Christian character in relation to other Christians, he says, just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Later, he will come back and talk about how a father cares for children. But the picture is one that leads us to understand that our relationship to those that we serve in Christ needs to be a nurturing relationship, one in which we care for those who are young in the faith, where we feed them, where we protect them, where we encourage them, where we build them up. It is the responsibility of Christians to care for one another, to nurture one another. He goes on to say, because we love you so much, we were delighted to share with you. So it's not something that we should shy away from, to share the gospel and share in the suffering of the gospel and share in the service of one another. It's something that those of us who are filled with the love and concern and compassion of Christ should find great joy in. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. So it's a matter not only of sharing the truths of the gospel, but when we are in true relationship with one another, when a church is functioning well and in a healthy way, then those who are in Christ love and care for the others who are in Christ. Those who are younger in the faith are nurtured, encouraged, and taught. We need to cease thinking of church as a place we come to get fed. We need to see church as a place we come to commune together, eating when we need to be fed and feeding those who need to eat. Our job is to minister to others. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, all the more as the day approaches, as the time comes for Christ's return, as things become difficult for those in the church. We need to bind together and encourage one another. Church needs to be a place of mutual growth, mutual mentorship, mutual love and affection, not a place where we come to get a message and go home, not a place where we come to receive but not to give. We come to serve one another. And that is the true church of Jesus Christ. This week, find your delight in sharing with others the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a great Sunday.